There were seven of you on the lease.
A roommate makes sacrifices.
Where did you sleep?
In the living room, on the couch.
But got squeezed some more.
Did any other people move in to the apartment?
Yes, Your Honor.
So they moved to the living room. Well, that's Mr. Clark's room.
Then the odd man out was out the door.
Mr. Clark left being asked to leave the apartment by the police. You got a lot of nerve.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
25-year-old David Clark is suing former roommates, 20-year-old Oscar Saavedra, and his brother, 25-year-old Eduardo, for the return of rent, hotel fees, and damaged property.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 453 on the calendar, the matter of Clark versus Saavedra Martinez.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Mr. Clark, you leased a property with the defendants and I believe four others in their family.
Yes, Your Honor.
There were seven of you on the lease?
Yes, Your Honor.
Was this a house?
No, it was an apartment.
How many rooms were in the apartment?
Three bedrooms.
Who was in each bedroom?
So it was Eduardo and Daisy in one bedroom, and it was Miriam and Oscar in another, and then Griselda and Pedro in the other room.
Where did you sleep?
I agreed to stay in the living room on the couch.
Did everybody pay the same rent?
No, I paid $100 less.
And what was your share of the rent?
It was $300, and then we later got added utilities, which was
okay,
then added
so your share of the rent was $300.
Yeah, and then with the later added on utilities, cable and Wi-Fi was $400 that I'd paid in January.
And how much did you pay?
I paid $400 and currently still pay $400.
And you had a bedroom?
Yes.
And how much did you pay?
$400 as well, Your Honor.
And you had a bedroom?
Yes.
After you moved in, and by the way, what was the month that you moved in?
It was August 15th.
Of last year?
Yes, Your Honor.
And on what date were you put out of the apartment?
January 23rd.
Had you paid your $400 January rent?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is your last name?
Saavedra, Your Honor.
Mr. Saavedra, after you signed the lease, at any point, did any other people move in to the apartment?
Yes, Your Honor.
Who?
My brother, Miguel Saavedra, and Anna.
And where did Miguel and Anna sleep?
In the beginning of their move-in, they lived with my brother Eddie and Daisy in the same room, and then later they moved down to the living room.
Just a second. So they moved to the living room?
No, bedroom. So when they first moved in, they were staying in Eddie's bedroom, and then later moved down to the living room.
When did they move down to the living room?
I would say maybe like a month later.
What month?
December of 2017.
Well, that's Mr. Clark's room.
Yes, Your Honor.
That caused some difficulty.
Yes, it did. But they were having financial struggles.
I don't care.
Okay.
That doesn't matter. You can't move in other people to share his room. So that created some difficulty.
Yes.
With Mr. Clark. And ultimately, Mr. Clark complained to the landlord about additional people being in the apartment who are not on the lease. Do you really need water?
Yes.
So he complained to the landlord about you bringing in other people who were sleeping in his bedroom. And did the landlord ask Miguel and Anna to leave? That's either a yes or a no.
Yes.
Yes. And that created some additional difficulty with Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ultimately, Mr. Clark left not on his own steam, but being asked to leave the apartment by the police. The police were called by whom?
Anna.
By whom?
By first, the police were came twice. The first time they were called by Mr. Clark.
And the second time?
By Anna.
What was Anna still doing there?
They were just watching the basketball game. They talked to the police and the police told them once the game was over, they had to leave and they were gonna leave once the game was over.
Did you give him his rent back for January?
We did not because he's still on the lease.
I don't care. You got a lot of nerve moving in additional relatives to stay in his bedroom. You got a lot of nerve. He gets his January rent back. You want to tell me the circumstances surrounding your leaving on January 23rd?
Yes, Your Honor. Basically...
I don't want to hear basically.
Okay.
Basically is a filler word. Like. I don't want to hear basically or like.
Okay. Oscar came down and he approached me, got my face, and started tearing all my beadwork up when I was working on it, and it created additional problems with everyone else, including...
Who's Oscar?
That's Oscar.
Oscar, raise your hand. That would be you. Yeah. And so you messed up his beadwork. You sort of acknowledged that you messed up his beadwork, but you say, I cleaned it up. So none of his beadwork was broken, but you messed it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's not an answer. Yes, it's an answer.
Ma'am.
Okay. And?
So after the police showed up, they said they were going to keep the piece and clean it up, but that didn't happen because Eduardo proceeded to destroy more beadwork, and it was over there by the front door.
Put your hand down. I'm not interested yet. I just want to... So far, you get your rent back. I just want to know, and forget the beads. I'm just trying to figure out whether... They have to cover the rest of your expenses for the rest of the month of January. Police came back a second time. Second time they were called by Anna, who shouldn't have been there to begin with because she was told to leave. She was told to leave. She was told by the landlord to leave. She was there watching a basketball game. She was annoyed at being told to leave because she was there with Miguel, and she and Miguel were told to leave because they were sleeping in his bedroom, uninvited by him, which happened to double as the living room. Police told you to leave January 23rd, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Where did you go?
I had to go stay three nights at a hotel room.
Which hotel did you stay at?
It was Vagabond and two other hotels.
May I see? Where did you go after 3 days?
I went back to Bakersfield since I had nowhere else to go. It was after the busy times at work.
What's in Bakersfield?
My family, Your Honor.
So you went to stay with family?
For the remainder of the month.
And then where did you go?
I went to go stay with a friend for February because I still have a job here and I got another job.
Okay. So you stayed with a friend?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you pay your friend rent?
No, Your Honor.
Okay, great. So you had damages so far of $666.
Yes.
You're only suing for $598.
Yes, Your Honor.
Judgment for the plaintiff and now to $598. We're done. We are done!
Please excuse me, step out.
I feel like justice was served.
He's still the same pessimistic guy that he's always been and will always be.
If I would have known that Miguel and Anna were going to stay there as well, I wouldn't have agreed.
He was good until like those last days that he was there, you know?
It's time to live on my own.
Make sure that they're not pessimistic.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of August versus I.E. Nuro. Step forward.
Candace August is suing her former short-term roommate, Ulishola Ayanoro, for the return of her security deposit and rent, moving costs, and punitive damages.
Ms. August, what you want is you want some rent and security deposit back and a whole bunch of other little things from the defendant from whom you rented a room. Mr. Ayanoro, I have to ask you a couple of questions. What kind of premises do you live in?
It's an apartment.
How many bedrooms?
Two bedrooms.
Who's on the lease?
My name and my wife's name.
When did you move in?
September 6th. 2016.
When did you and your wife separate, in what month?
We're not separated.
Look at me.
Okay.
When did you and your wife separate?
That was in December.
Of what year?
2017.
Prior to the two of you separating, because there was some sort of an altercation
with
your wife. That's what I gather here. You were going to tell me no, 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 but it's here. Prior to you separating, she was put out of the house.
Yes, ma'am.
By the police.
Yes, ma'am.
Had you ever had a roommate there before?
No, ma'am.
So all the time that you... Did your wife work?
Yes, ma'am.
And did she contribute to the rent?
Yes, ma'am.
So after she left, you advertised for a roommate to contribute to the rent because she wasn't paying the rent anymore?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I got it. Just wanted to figure it all out. And the plaintiff, Miss August, answered that ad for a roommate. On what date did you move in?
December 4th, Your Honor.
And your wife was gone at that time?
Yes, ma'am.
There came a time when your wife returned to the house. Date and month did she return to the house?
That was December 15th.
Had you gone to court with her?
Yes, ma'am.
Did the court allow her to re-enter the house?
Yes, ma'am.
So now you have two bedrooms and two women in the house because you had rented the room to her?
Yes, ma'am.
Before your wife returned to the house, had she ever met Miss August?
No, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You're a nut. If you and your wife are having problems and you're due back in court on December 15th, you don't rent the room on December 4th. That's being a nut.
So simple.
That's not letting it all shake out.
And later today.
Tell me where you got the money from.
Matthew told me that he would help me out with the taxes in the car and that he would be the one giving me the money.
Is that what you told her?
No.
No, of course not.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Candace August says, living with her former short-term roommate, Ulushola Ayanoro, was a nightmare. She is suing for the return of her security deposit and rent, moving costs, and punitive damages.
Now, I can tell you right now that that didn't work out, right? Are you and your wife still together?
Yes, ma'am.
How much rent did you pay, Miss August?
$600 a month, Your Honor.
And when you moved in, it was clear that you were moving in with one gentleman. He had one room. His wife was gone because I assume he told you that there was some violence involved in his
yes,
wife leaving.
Yes, that wasn't until after I moved in, though.
That's not true, Your Honor. That's not true.
Don't speak.
That's not true.
Just a minute. Don't speak. When did you tell her that your wife was violent?
On the 5th of December.
Just a second.
Okay.
December 5th.
Yes, ma'am.
You told her that your wife had been violent, which is why she wasn't in the house.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. What did you tell her?
I told her I'm having issues with my marriage right now, and that's why I'm renting out the room to her. And she said something that if your wife do return, hope my rent, my room still secure. I said,
yeah. Just a second. Don't go into tributaries with me. You told her on December 5th I'm having some difficulties with my wife.
Yes.
She moved in on December 4th.
That's not true. On December 5th.
December 5th?
Your Honor, the lease is here, 4th day of December 2017.
May I see it, please?
It's right there at the top.
Did he tell you that the police had put out his wife?
He mentioned a restraining order. He didn't tell me exactly. He just said that he had a restraining order against his wife. What he did do, Your Honor, was show me pictures of his head bursted open, bleeding. And so that was the only information or introduction that I had to his wife before she moved in.
And then
that's
she
not
was...
true?
You say one more word, I'm going to give her exactly what she wants. Do you understand? You're annoying me.
I got you.
You moved out on what date?
I left on, let's see, I have my timeline here. January 28th is when I texted him to tell him that the room was emptied and cleaned out. I did let him know I still had stuff in the apartment, in the kitchen and things like that. But on the 28th is when I told him the room has been completely cleaned.
Well, when did you get the remainder of your stuff from the kitchen?
I came back on the 30th, so 2 days later.
Okay, so you had property in the house until the months of December and January.
Yes, Your Honor.
So in effect, you lived there.
Correct.
The month of December and January. Had you paid February's rent?
The last time I paid rent was January 5th, Your Honor. I have the receipt
okay.
here.
Okay, so you lived there in January.
Correct.
And you lived there in December.
Correct.
But he has security deposit of yours.
Yes, which he has not returned.
Okay, $600?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what we hear about. I don't need to hear all the gory details. It didn't work out once the wife moved back.
Correct.
Now look at me. Now you can speak. Security deposit.
Your Honor, when Miss Candy starts being drunk, bringing men to my apartment.
Listen to me.
That is
security.
Why I gave her the 30 days notice, and we both agreed on 60 day notice, which she's supposed to move out on March 8th.
Okay.
Which she broke the list.
Let me explain something to you, sir. Soon as your wife moved back into the house, you broke the lease.
Correct.
You rented that apartment to her under false pretenses that she was moving in with one person, not a wife that wasn't fond of her husband, and in 6 days, he manages to bring another woman into the house.
Correct.
What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Your Honor, she's not telling the truth. That's not the truth.
Just a second. She didn't say anything. So if you say somebody's not telling the truth, that means that I'm not telling the truth. You're a nut. If you and your wife are having problems and you're due back in court on December 15th, you don't rent the room on December 4th. That's being a nut.
Simple. So simple.
That's not letting it all shake out.
I told her before she moved in, I told her the situation on rent, but she feel like going through and to rent
Listen,
the apartment.
Let me explain
I told her everything.
Listen. Don't be a nut job.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Candace August says, living with her former short-term roommate, Ulushola Ayanoro, was a nightmare. She is suing for the return of her security deposit and rent, moving costs, and punitive damages.
Okay, you never met her before?
No.
You advertised your apartment for rent. You advertised the apartment for rent before it had been adjudicated by the court that your wife couldn't live there. Mm-hmm. You told me that your wife was there until the beginning of December. 3 days later, she's there. What are you, nuts? Mm-hmm. She gets her security back. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done here.
Thank you. Parties are excused. You may step out.
She comes home with 2-3 men.
Never happened.
She tried to touch me, which I don't like.
He had romantic advances to me more than once.
Wait, no more romance.
I regret every moment of it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Johnson versus Pope. Step forward.
Elizabeth Johnson is suing her son's ex-girlfriend, 19-year-old Hannah Pope, for an unpaid loan and punitive damages for trespassing, vandalism, and threats.
Ms. Johnson, I'm going to very quickly lay out this case, and then I'm going to go to Ms. Pope, okay? Mm-hmm. Ms. Pope and your son were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Correct.
I assume that's the son.
Correct.
They are no longer boyfriend and girlfriend.
Correct.
Well, during a period of time when they were boyfriend and girlfriend, they lived in a house that you owned.
Yes.
You sometimes visited the house, but they were there more often.
Correct.
During that time, during the time they were a couple, sometime in the past year, you bought a car, Ms. Pope.
Yes.
And you bought a car for how much?
$6,500.
And the car is in your name?
Yes.
And after you and Ms. Johnson's son broke up, you took the car?
Yes.
And you have the car?
Yes.
You bought the car for $6,500?
Yes.
But you didn't have enough money to register the car?
Yes.
And to insure it? Or just register it?
Just register.
So the money for that came from Ms. Johnson?
No.
What was the boyfriend doing? What kind of work did he do?
He worked as a contractor for a sewer company.
And how much does he earn?
I have no idea.
Well, you were living together. How much did he earn?
I honestly don't know.
Who paid the rent?
I paid for household expenses. He paid for the taxes for the house.
Okay, and how much were the taxes?
I don't know.
And who paid for meals out? Who paid for entertainment? Who paid for general things that it takes to run a house, for food?
I paid for food most of the time.
Now, when you had to register the car, tell me where you got the money from.
Matthew had me under the impression that he was the one who was giving me the money.
I want you to tell me how that came about.
He had told me that he would help me out with the taxes in the car and that he would be the one giving me the money.
Is that what you told her?
No.
No, of course not. And how much money did Matthew give you for the registration of the car and the tax?
$650.
$650. And that came from you?
Correct.
And you have the car?
Yes.
And it's registered?
Yes.
So you have to give it back $650. $650.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when you and Matthew separated, you went back into the house at some point to get some of your property.
Yes.
And when you were in the house, you trashed it.
I wouldn't say trash. I did strew about some things, and I did clean it up myself. They did not have to clean up any of it.
Did you break anything?
I did not break anything, no.
When did you clean it up? After the police told you or before the police told you to clean it up?
After the police had been there.
And told you you better clean it up.
I said that I was going to clean it up before the police even asked me to do it.
Did you have to do any work to clean up after the mess that she made?
I made my son clean it up.
Okay, that's
good. He cleaned the carpet and scrubbed the kitchen floor.
Did you do that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and she can't come to your house anymore. She knows that.
Correct.
Are we done here $650 later?
Well, I have also filed for trespassing.
Are we done here?
For the $650, yes, ma'am.
Then we're done here.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $650. Thank you.
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just don't like Debbie Downer stuff going on in my apartment.
You asked her to leave. She wouldn't leave. You said, I'm going to call the police, and
she jumps up and snatches my TV off of the mantel.
Judge Judy.
Life goes on, so it goes.
Oh, I'm pleased.
He was cheating on me, yeah, the whole time that we were together.
I was not.
I wouldn't say that it was trash.
Don't date psychos.
Always be honest.
Please pick a better woman.